Olivia.
Oh, yeah, Olivia.
Oh, okay. I can't see over you. Even standing up there.
Well, I guess, you know, just starting this, you know, a year ago you were competing for the job. Now it seems pretty well established. Just what's the feeling this spring compared to last spring?
Nothing really. You know, I still got to compete. We have competitors, you know, in the quarterback room. Not just Mac Jones, you know, we got Paul Tyson. And then, you know, we got my little brother as well. And then we got the walk-ons. So, I mean, it's not time to take off, not time to relax. You know, it's still time where we got to all compete. So.
You're happy you got through the first practice unscathed?
You say what?
You're happy you got through the first spring practice unscathed this time?
So, yeah, meaning I didn't have to?
Yeah, not injured.
Yeah, last year was definitely different. That's where I got hurt. So.
What's it like with your brother being here?
I mean, it's good, but I mean, when he comes here, I mean, it's a business, you know. He got to work for what he wants and what he needs to do to become successful here. And it's not going to be given whether, you know, his brother's the quarterback here or not, or even if our father was the head coach here, you know, he'd still have to work the same way.
It's a different, like, being like a teammate and being a brother, your teammate on the field, brother off the field. Is it that kind of dynamic?
It definitely is. Definitely, you know, when practice happens, it's like you're looking at your teammate, you know, as – well, on the defense, you're looking at those guys as, you know, guys I got to compete against. And then off the field, you know, they're our friends. You know, they're my brothers and whatnot. So it's exactly the same thing.
What did you hear from kind of like the NFL personnel at the your junior pro day? And like, what were they kind of saying? And, you know, were you happy with, I guess, how it turned out?
Well, I didn't get the opportunity to speak to anyone from the NFL. We weren't allowed to. Okay. And, you know, we're really there just to learn, you know, things about whatever the NCAA symposium had, you know, for us, which was, you know, if we were able to talk to free agents and, you know, things like that. Or agents, I mean, not free agents, but, yeah.
What was that experience like in Indy this year? I mean, you were one of several guys that got to kind of experience that before you actually have to experience it.
I think it was a good experience, great experience, especially for, you know, guys like us. We have that opportunity to go out and experience, you know, things before we actually do experience it. So, you know, how agents work, you know, and agents can come in many forms. You know, I mean, the obvious one, you know, you can't take benefits. So, I mean, just little things like that, things you already know, and then, you know, there's other things that fall along those lines.
When you reflect on last year, what are some of the memories? What are the things that stand out when you think about your first year starting?
You know, I can't think too much about the good because, you know, a lot of the bad still stands there. But I think the biggest takeaway for me for last year would be the things that I didn't correct, you know, throughout the little games, you know, throughout the games where we played teams that, you know, weren't up to our, you know, kind of competition. You know, we kind of made a lot of mistakes and we could get away with it, but, you know, ended up catching up to us. And, you know, I think that's something big that we can, you know, all take from, you know, as a team.
You obviously had a lot of personal success last year, but how much are you kind of focusing on some of those games that didn't go your way, Georgia, Clemson, against elite defenses that, you know, were a struggle at times?
Well, I think that's where it comes to play. You know, when it gets you, it gets you, you know, and ended up getting us throughout those times. And, you know, it just wasn't enough time for us to recuperate and try to fix it because they were habits already instilled. So, you know, this is an opportunity for us, you know, throughout spring ball to get better with that.
What did Clemson do that was effective in defending you?
Well, I mean, they have really good defense. They had a really good front seven. They had really good DBs. Their defense coordinator, I mean, he caught a great game. You know, I think the biggest thing is the way they disguised their coverages, how they went about doing things. They made it look like one thing pre-snap, and then post-snap was totally different thing. So I think they did a really good job throughout that.
We'll talk about the transition from going from Brian Daboll to, you know, now Sark, I mean, and then having, you know, Enos and a combination of Loxley last year. I mean, how's that been? And, like, how is, you know, Sark different than those three other guys?
Well, I think you can't really compare all the coaches, you know. You look at it more so as, you know, these guys have their own way of coaching. These guys have their own style, and you just got to kind of learn to go with it, you know, because at the next level, it's not always going to be the same person. And so you got to be able to adjust, and you got to be able to go with it as well. So they all have different styles. Coach Loxley was one way, you know, Coach Dable was another way. And, you know, with our offense that we're running now, it's different too. So it's just getting used to what they're doing and what they like and going with
it. Is it good to have the QB coach be the same as the OC?
It is. I'd say that helps because, you know, they're not going elsewhere, you know, to hear information. You know, they're not going to the receivers. They hear this from the receivers. Then they're coming to the quarterbacks. They're hearing this from the quarterbacks. You know, they're just hearing it directly from the quarterbacks. And, you know, the relationship between your quarterback and your OC is definitely something big. So.
How much of a learning curve is, you know, you said the offense was a little different. How much of a learning curve is that?
You know, we've implemented a good amount of things, you know, that Sark likes to run. And that he's run in the past, but we still have a good amount of the things that we've had last year, so it's not too much of a big learning curve.
He's known for the West Coast offense. Is a lot of it kind of getting the ball out sooner? Is that one of the things you're working on?
Well, right now we haven't really implemented everything. You know, we're about to start day two today. You know, and you know we'll just kind of have to see what he has planned for us.
Two more.
You had a relationship with him before. Was it just good to see him back here?
Oh yeah, it was really good. You know, he offered me while he was at USC, and USC was my dream school too. So, you know, I'll be forever grateful for that. But, I mean, just the person he is, he's a good guy. I mean, he's a relationship person, you know, in the quarterback room with not only me, but everyone in there. So it's a real easy learning environment.
How did you decompress from the season after everything, after the Clemson game, after the whole playoff Heisman? How did you decompress and, you know, what was that like for you?
Went back to work. That was it.
All right. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
No, I didn't even.